USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's going to pay the price for his conduct. The board of directors at CBS announced former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct. In other news, Comey on Capitol Hill, the former head of the FBI, James Comey, testifying in front of Republican lawmakers who have plenty of questions for him.
Last time he 245 times he said he didn't know, couldn't remember, so we hope he answers more questions. I think I'm going to ask him about the Comey memos. You know, he did seven different memos back when he was meeting with the president, meeting with the chief of staff, so I'm going to ask him questions about things he wrote in there.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had hoped to get some answers out of Comey.
Remember, he called the Clinton investigation a matter. I think he mishandled both investigations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A long-time conservative publication shutting down. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
After 23 years in circulation, the Weekly Standard's Monday edition is its last. Workers were told on Friday that they would be paid through the end of the year and that afterward they'd be getting severance that would range in scale depending on factors like seniority. It ends the run of a conservative outlet that has consistently stood in opposition to the style and politics of President Trump since he won election, the president unleashing on the Weekly Standard on Saturday in a tweet saying the pathetic and dishonest Weekly Standard is flat broke and out of business, adding, too bad, may it rest in peace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Some new rules to tell you about concerning pets on board at Delta, the airline banning service animals younger than 4 months old and is also not allowing service animals of all ages on flights longer than 8 hours. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The latest ruling on Obamacare has many folks wondering what's next after a federal judge in Texas rules it's unconstitutional. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Immediate changes to health insurance coverage aren't likely, even after a federal judge in Texas ruled that Obamacare is unconstitutional. As far as when we can expect to hear something more about this case, Hadley Heath Manning is the director of policy with the Independent Women's Forum.
This could drag on for months as it works its way through the court system. People will remember that in 2010, when the Affordable Care Act passed, many states, led by Florida at that time, filed a lawsuit against the individual mandate, and that case was filed the evening that the law was signed by President Obama, and it took until 2012 before the Supreme Court decided the case. And, of course, that's the ruling everyone remembers, where Justice Roberts sided with the majority and said that this was a proper use of Congress's taxing power.
Ahead of the Christmas holiday, a look now at gas prices. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The price of gasoline declined over 7 cents a gallon. That, according to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, is 26 cents lower than a month ago.
Nationally, it's been another great week. The national average has fallen 7.3 cents and stands at about $2.61 a gallon. That now amounts to a 26 cent per gallon drop in the national average from just a month ago.
For USA Radio News,